Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you talk to Mike Bales or talk to Sports Science with Ukko Pekka Luukkonen, his numbers, like when he has one day's rest, aren't as good as they were last year. Lately, it's like one really good game and then one game not as good, then one really good game. I mean, what are you seeing, and do you feel he's fatiguing, or what are you seeing with him now?
I think you always look at what he faces. I think you can – we always get in a conversation about, you know, how a goaltender's feeling, whether, you know, fatigued or how much they're playing, and well aware of one-day rest and two-day rest and three-day rest and what those numbers look like. Sometimes those numbers can be skewed by how the team plays too and what you face. But we always talk about, where a goaltender is at when it comes to Upi and how much he's played. You know, when is the right time to give him a rest, and does one day mean that much, or 2 days mean that much to him? And, you know, the answer has always been he feels great. It's not that he feels tired. So some of the ups and downs, I don't think we can put it on fatigue.
Is that why you didn't play him last game? It was one day's rest, and those numbers aren't as good this year.
Yeah, and part of it, Paul, three games in less than 5 days, too. That's a big ask, really. You know, when you're staring at a 2 o'clock game, you've got a game earlier in the week that was at 7 o'clock, so it. That's a lot of hockey, and the reason we took him out was just for that fact alone.
But at the end of the day, do you feel he just needs to be better than he has been? Not that he's been awful.
Yeah, no, I think it, as a group, we're taking the approach we all need to be better, including goaltending. I look at this trip, and I think the biggest influence in the games that could have been really good for us was our power play. When you get six power plays in a game and have a chance for your skill guys to operate in Calgary, and then I look at Edmonton, same thing. Our discipline was good. We had the power play in that third period that could have won us a game, or at least given us the lead. Plenty of good opportunities, but it didn't make a difference for us. Calgary, the power play was just off. A lot of bad plays. At that Edmonton power play, we had two or three really good looks that we didn't finish on.
How would you assess your forwards and how they've picked up the D-zone system that you've put together in terms of 5-on-5, their attention to detail and just the execution on that side of things?
You know, I think our D-zone has been, even on this trip, has been good. We've had some, like any team, you'll miss coverage, which costs you a chance usually. The biggest thing, I think, is when you get caught on a long shift, it's hurt us. You look at Vancouver, you look at Calgary, even the Edmonton. We got off to a little bit of a tough start, but it was more puck play than coverage play. The game-winning goal was a coverage play. Where if you really broke it down, it starts at the other end of the ice, where we have a chance to keep the puck in the offensive zone and we misplayed it. And then you got to go down and play a little bit tired in your own zone.
We've seen Krebs on the power play here the last couple of games. We've seen him there in the past. What are you looking for from him?
Win the draw. The biggest thing is a guy that's going to win the faceoff for us. And the second part is a guy that's willing to, you know, get around the goaltender and try to take the goaltender's eyes away. And we felt with Zucks out, that left-handed draw would be our best opportunity at that.
How's Greenway doing?
Good. He's doing good. He's been skating. Skated this morning. I mean, this is just me. I haven't even talked to our medical guys, but I would, with the reports I'm getting, I anticipate him, you know, getting back into practice in the near future for us. You know, that'll be the first step of getting closer to lineup. So, you know, I think we're closing in on that.
What have you seen from the 6-on-5 offense, apart from not finishing, that you want to improve upon?
Puck retrievals. Our puck retrievals haven't been good, and off of puck retrievals, just being in the right place. I think you look at the Draisaitl missing the empty net, our structure, you know, we raced in to get a puck, but, you know, three guys raced in on the same place, and you give up a 2-on-1 that should be in the empty net, and we still got an opportunity to go the other way. And JJ had an unbelievable opportunity. I mean, he chose to shot. He could have passed. You know, there was A, B, and C on that play that we probably could have ended up with a better opportunity. More pucks at the net. You know, I think we're looking for the best play. I think some of our 6-on-5 goals have been getting the puck around the front of the net with people there and outnumbering them.
And the day like today, the guys seem pretty loose in a good spot. What's allowed them to, you know, find that whatever, that they're able to, you know, feel loose in a day like today?
Because we just move on. We play a game and we move on. We just move on. You can break the game any way you want it. Didn't like our first period in Edmonton. And obviously I thought the response by the group was real good. The second and third period, probably two of our better periods. Try to get better every day. We had forward meetings and we had in the defense meetings. We had a small team meeting, but we broke it up today between forwards and defensemen and dealt with breakouts and dealt with trying to increase the percentage chance that some of our shots can go in by where we're getting pucks and making that next play. So, you know, we spent like 20 minutes on that with each group.
But don't you feel if you have 151 shot attempts in two games, which you did, you should win both games?
Yes, Paul. Correct. I do. So I think that's a little bit why we looked. I mean, we had the stick on the right people, and I, you know, for whatever reason, didn't hit our mark. And I think when you look at, you know, you go back to, you know, the Island game, Chicago game, you look at some of those games, even, you know, I mean, these are hard-fought games. I mean, Edmonton's a good team. Even without McDavid, they're a good team. And to, you know, get by that first period and end up with the number of attempts we did, I thought skated well on a game where, like I said, you're playing, most of our group is playing, you know, three games in less than 5 days. So, but the reward, you know, when you get a couple breakaways, I mentioned this, you get a couple breakaways you don't finish on. 2-on-1, you don't finish. It means some of the high-quality stuff you have to turn into, good teams turn that into that third goal, which makes it almost, you know, really tough for the other team to come back. They have to put a lot more risk in their game.
I know the standings are the standings, Lindy, but do you get a sense, based on what you've seen from your group 5-on-5 and the areas that you really need to correct, that you're close to really playing a brand of consistent hockey where you can string together?
Yeah, I think, you know, you look even through the, when you go back to the 13 games, there was probably 5-6 games that it definitely should have, yeah, we played really good hockey. But we found a way to lose instead of finding a way to win. I thought we came out of that and we played some really good hockey. Even the Pittsburgh game, if you look at the amount of chances we had in that game again, it would go to shots and shot attempts like Paul mentioned. We, you know, you tip the scale way in your favor, but we still didn't win the hockey game. And it's been kind of a common theme. If you go back to early in the year where an LA Kings game where we come back home and we play a real good game, but don't we're caught in a 1-0 game where we don't find a way to get that second goal. We've got to get better at taking advantage of our high-quality opportunities to put the opposition in a position where it's hard for them to come back.